And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
I'm pressing on. On that upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying hands as I went down. Lord, plant my feet on the higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. By faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I.
An old tune from back in 1898. It's called Higher Ground, sung for you by Sweet Tidings Gospel Jam from over in the great state of California. They found out about It's Gospel Time and mailed me three CDs, and I've enjoyed listening to them. So I'm going to be playing you some music from the group that is Sweet Tidings Gospel Jam. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I sure hope that you'll stay around with us and enjoy the program today. And tell a friend, tell a neighbor, and ask them to tune in and be with us for It's Gospel Time. Been on the radio for a long time, and this just might be the first time you've ever heard the program. Well, we'll be playing you some old mountain-style, bluegrass-style, acoustic gospel music songs. I hope we'll bless your heart and speak to your heart about the Lord Jesus Christ. I try to play songs about Him because He's the best friend I've ever had, and He'll be your best friend too if you'll let Him. I hope you got your plans made to being in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church each and every opportunity that you possibly can. Now, if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or perhaps you live in the Asheville area, well, I'd love for you to go to church with me. Give me a call at 828-778-3350, and I can give you some information about our church and get you directions, and we'd just be honored and pleased to have you go to church with us. And that phone number is 828-778-3350, but wherever you're listening from, there's probably a good Bible-believing church somewhere near you, so I would encourage you to be found faithful to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. And that's one of the greatest things you can possibly do, is give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ and get into a good church and be faithful to that. Mentioning the Bible, well, let's go ahead today and look into the Word of God, and we'll be reading from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll pick up reading in verse number 10. Verse number 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Alexander Scorby does the reading for us here on It's Gospel Time, and we'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. I do ask you to follow along with us as we read today. I use the traditional conservative King James Version of the Bible. Follow along with us.
Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
God told Abraham, take Isaac up the mountain, and there make him a sacrifice to me. Now I know tears rolled down and breath was hard to come by, while Abraham was knelt there on his knees. So hand in hand they headed up the mountain, and he thought about the thing that lay in store. Like shattered glass inside his heart was breaking, 'cause he'd never known a pain like this before. And too soon they reached that spot where they were going. He laid Isaac down on his deathbed, and his heart raced as he drew the knife to strike him. But a God of mercy stopped him, and he said, I just wanted you to know exactly how it feels to watch the son you love walk up a lonely hill. Feel the pain inside as your heart breaks in your chest, to lose the very thing that you love the best. And now you've walked the walk, and I know you'll understand the problem. you'll know just how I feel when they walk him up that hill. I just wanted you to know exactly how I feel when they walk him up that hill. I just wanted you to know.
That's a really good song there, sung for you by D. Kramer. I just wanted you to know, folk, you think about that. I cannot even begin to imagine how it would have felt when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son. Oh, how it must have hurt. How the pain must have been. But yet he went with full intentions of sacrificing his son because God told him to. God had given his son on the cross for your sins and mine. A friend of mine wrote a wonderful song. I love the message in it, and it's so true. Nathan Horton wrote it. Here's Nathan and Tanya to sing it for us. It's simply called Testimony.
I wake up to another day. First thing I do is bow and pray. I thank the Lord for allowing me another chance to live my testimony. Not everybody goes to church, but every man watches your works. So be a light for all to see, another chance to live your testimony. A Christian would I be called when others see my daily walk? To show the world Christ lives in me, another chance to live my testimony. I hear God calling me today to share the truth, don't be ashamed. A mirror image of Christ to be, another chance to live my testimony. A Christian would I be called when others daily walk, to show the world Christ lives in me, another chance to live my testimony. Can they hear your echo in the song I sing? Another chance to live my testimony.
Every day, friend, when we get out of the bed, God's given us another chance to live our testimony. I ask folk a lot through the day, are you a Christian? And sometimes I get blessed and sometimes I get blessed out, but I want to live my testimony. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, I'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Stay around and be back right after this.